Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota's wildfire season roared to life in May, weeks earlier than expected.
For the past couple of days, we've had approximately 80 wildfires that firefighters have responded to throughout Minnesota. And up in St. Louis County, we do have 3 active wildfires.
A lot of destroyed property, and our hearts and prayers go out to those that are impacted by this. It's a real tragic to drive around and see the destruction that's occurred.
For your own safety, if folks come along and ask for an evacuation, I know these are difficult decisions to make. We would ask that you please do so. It's not only for your own safety, it's for the firefighters' safety, because protecting these buildings and life puts them at risk.
We've got a lot of response that has been provided on those fires from the firefighters on the ground that are working incredibly hard in long hours, along with aircraft.
We're working with some of the county forestry agencies and the Federal Forest Service to get those sites regrowing. But all in all, we are doing really well. We're maintaining our normal reforestation work.
Part of our year, that was.
A federal judge is ordering the woman convicted of orchestrating the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme to pay more than $5 million in restitution. Amy Bach of Rosemount was found guilty last spring on multiple counts of wire fraud in the $250 million child nutrition scheme. Prosecutors say Bach has $3.5 million in her Feeding Our Future bank account, a Porsche, electronics, and jewelry. A final forfeiture order could return the money to taxpayers after Bach is sentenced in the case. And the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is halting all child care payments to Minnesota following reports of widespread fraud. Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill announced the payments are frozen effective immediately, citing what he called blatant fraud in Minnesota and across the country. This December feels like the start of a real winter in Minnesota. Pete Boulay with the State Climatology Office says this month has been a little cooler than usual.
3.5 degrees below normal. And here's the weird part about December. It was snowier as you went south in the state, more or less. The North Shore has been getting missed out. You know, the Twin Cities and even International Falls got the edge of some storms. St. Cloud has seen more than a foot of snow for December so far.
He says Rochester received about 8 inches and Northwest Minnesota got 5 to 6. And the Minnesota Wild continue their 7-game road trip with the New Year's Eve matinee in San Jose. Minnesota skated past the Vegas Golden Knights 5-2 on Monday night. Matt Boldy scored his 25th goal, and Philip Gustafson made 14 saves. The Wild opened the road trip with a 4-3 overtime victory in Winnipeg Saturday. The Sharks have beaten Minnesota twice this season. This is MNN.